items pulled from the consent agenda?
No items pulled.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. Consent agenda is adopted. Next item, time certain, 527, please.
Item 527, proclaim May 30, 2017 to be Vanport Day of Remembrance in Portland.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. Well, it keeps getting better. First, we had the Rose Festival Court gracing us this morning, then these wonderful sixth graders and their incredibly creative solutions. And now we're going to honor the Vanport Day of Remembrance. And the way we honor this event is the mayor gets to issue a proclamation. And before he issues the proclamation, I want to invite up Laura Loforti, Ms. Gilmore, Ms. Sims, and Mr. McGee. If you will take seats up at the, and if I haven't got that right, will Laura, do I have the right people? If not, please come forward. She's running the show. And the mayor is going to read the proclamation, and then we're going to hear from our honored guests, and we're also going to acknowledge the other honored guests that are with us in chambers today. So, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas our understanding of history shapes our view of the present, and in order to understand where we are going, we must understand where we are from. And whereas 2017 is the 75th anniversary of the construction of Vanport, built in 1942, and whereas Vanport was once the country's largest public housing project and Oregon's second largest city with a peak population of 40,000. Whereas the Vanport community was intended as temporary housing for shipbuilders during World War II and included schools, stores, a hospital, a movie theater, and a two-year college. And whereas Vanport became an experiment in racial integration for as many as 25% of its residents from all corners of the country were African American, when African Americans were less than 1% of the entire state's population. And whereas Vanport was constructed in the Columbia River floodplain and was protected from the river by a series of levees. And whereas the Columbia River flooded on May 30th, 1948, immediately displacing 18,700 residents. And whereas Vanport Mosaic will hold a festival for May 26th through 30th, 2017, to honor and celebrate Vanport as an essential and often forgotten chapter in Portland's history. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 30th, 2017, to be Vanport Day of Remembrance in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day. So proclaim. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Beatrice Gilmore. I go by B. Gilmore. And the reason for that is because when I migrated from the South, many people did not know, well, they knew how to pronounce Beatrice, but saying from being from the South, it was Beatrice. I was called a few other forms of Beatrice, which was okay. But I thought, okay, let's have a name that's consistent, and that is B. So I call myself B. We moved here in 1944, originally from Louisiana, and through Las Vegas, Nevada. So coming from Louisiana was quite different than what I could dream of. But when I landed here in Portland, we moved into Vanport. Vanport, with its apartments, and all cultures from all over the United States. And people who had ethnicities different than mine. So it was an opportunity for mixing. And in order to make a cake, if we were going to make a cake, we would need ingredients. And those ingredients can be found as you think about the history of Vanport, the ethnicities, the communications that took place, the mingling and the mixing. And so, in order for you and me and all of our populations now to do that, we could learn a lot by studying the history of Vanport and the fact that it was the second largest city in Portland and had all of the ingredients that we still need today to make a beautiful cake. I thank you for hearing me.
Thank you, Bea, for being here. We appreciate it.
Good morning, Mayor Ted Wheeler and members. Good morning, Mayor Ted Wheeler and members of the Portland City Council. My name is Lorenzo McGee. I am 9 years old and was born in Portland, Oregon. I live in Northeast Portland with my family. I'm a third grader at Richmond Elementary, where I enjoy learning to speak Japanese, doing math, and reading. I am also the biggest Portland Trailblazers fan. I am honored to be the youngest historian / producer for the Vanport Mosaic Project. I became interested after meeting Miss Laura. At the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. event at Highland Church. I talked to her for over 45 minutes. After that day, I did research about Vanport and attended training at the Portland Community Media. I developed interview questions and interviewed Mr. Kelly, who was a young boy like me when he escaped the floods. He reflected on his childhood with some fun and sad memories. The stories Mr. Kelly shared inspired me to want to learn more by interviewing other survivors. Mr. Kelly and I will also go fishing this summer.
That's great.
Being a part of this local history project has allowed me to better understand my Portland history. History is important to be shared because it allows us to understand and learn from the past. I feel like my friends, people in the community, and people in the future should know about Vanport. It is important to learn about history such as Vanport because it also helps you to define your roots and empower you. History allows us to learn from the past and compare changes from back then to now. The Vanport Project allowed me to meet new people, increase my understanding of Portland's history, and learn about my Black community. I learned a lot from the elders and gained new skills that will help me. Learning about Vanport makes me want to advocate with Portland Public Schools to make this part of our curriculum. Local history is just as important as natural history. We must understand our history to have a bright future. Please join us at the upcoming festival. Thank you.
Very good. Excellent. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Shalonda Sims. I am a local artist here. How my connection to Vanport is my great-grandmother came here during the war to work in the shipyard, and our family has been here ever since. I am a fourth-generation Oregonian. My children are fifth generation. Before this all came about, I was researching my family's history, trying to figure out why we were here in Oregon, because there's not a large population of African Americans here. Upon my research, that's when I found out that we came here because of Vanport. There wasn't much information, only in books, in text, and that didn't give a lot of information about Vanport. So I was fortunate enough to speak to some people who lived during that time. One person was Stell, they call her Stell, and she has passed away now, but she was one of the first African-American women to be here in Vanport and to work in the shipyards. Another lady, her name is Regina Flowers, and she is like a walking history book on all things Vanport. That sparked me to write a play called Vanport, put some music to it, and that was in 2013. Since then, we have the Vanport Mosaic Festival, we have oral history, and it is growing, and now we have a proclamation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Robert Matsunaga, and I guess I'm a substitute for someone. This is the second time we were displaced in Vanport. The first time was during World War II when Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. Being of Japanese descent, we were interned. We were first sent to the Portland stockyards, and then afterwards we were sent to the Minidoka concentration camp in Minidoka, Idaho. We were in camp from 1942 till the end of the war in 1945. At that time, we couldn't find any affordable housing after the war was over, so we moved to Vanport, which was affordable at the time, and it was a very diverse area. I mean, you had African Americans, and you have Latinos, and you have American Indians, and of course many Caucasians. But at that time, it was sort of like a segregated. I mean, the schools were not segregated; were integrated. But we lived in different sections, and we lived on Cottonwood Drive. In Vanport. And at the time the flood occurred, I was at a movie theater, and there was an announcement on the PA system that the dike broke and that we were all told to evacuate and head for our homes. And when I got to my home, which was several blocks from the theater, we hopped on a car and we picked up two other families with us. So we headed up on Denver Avenue to escape the flood. I could see the waters coming. And it was kind of a very horrific experience because it was gridlock. I mean, everybody headed out to Denver Avenue. And that was the only way to get into Vanport, was through Denver Avenue going in and out. So it was quite of a traumatic experience. And like I said, I was 8 years old at the time. And I'm glad that they're having this recognition for Vanport. Thank you.
We appreciate your being here. Thank you.
Laura LaForte, could you come up for a sec? Because I think we're going to take a picture with everybody. But can you just tell us where the public can get information about the festival? And then we're going to acknowledge some special guests that are here, and I think we're going to do a photograph. Is that right, Mary Helen?
That would be great.
We do have some signs. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for your special permission.
Can you hear me?
Is that on?
Yeah.
Please join us at the
no.
end.
Wait,
push
the
button.
There you go. There you go. Good.
Please join us at the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th to 29th, in different venues in North and Northeast Portland. You can find the program at our website, vanportmosaic.org. And we have programs, we have flyers, and see you there.
Very good. Thank you.
Do you have something to share with us on the signs?
Well, I thought we could use these for the pictures. But
okay.
On the tour of the day, there'll be Burma-shaped signs all along the tour with facts about Vanport. Up, I don't know.
So, Mayor, should we take a picture
yep.
with everybody?
Sure.
My dad, I made it by security with these signs.
Over here. So
Let's get everyone over here, Laura.
Do you want to probably sit on the chair?
Yeah, why don't we do that?
We can hold them.
Oh, there. Okay.
You want to hold them?
We have people on.
Can you undo this one? Yeah. Folks, why don't we come in here? Come right here. Hello. Young man, nice job. You have a real future.